On Thursday's front page, the Senate moved to head off a tax increase on January 1st and extend jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. More and more straight couples in France are skipping the wedding, but not the civil union. And here in New York, four consultants hired to work on computerizing the city payroll were arrested. They're accused of falsifying their own timesheets. They're also charged with defrauding the city to the tune of $80 million. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the Senate passed the compromise tax plan. The bill now goes to the House. Democratic leaders could bring it to the floor there as early as Thursday. They're predicting approval despite lingering opposition among rank-and-file Democrats. Times reporter David Hershenhorn says the Senate vote was the first concrete product of a new era of divided government and acid compromises.
This is really a tax deal that is punctuating what otherwise remains a very bitter partisan period at the end of a very contentious Congress. We have just a few more weeks till the end of the year. Congress hopes to be done with its business within days. And there are a lot of issues on which the Democrats and Republicans aren't agreeing. But I think this tax deal is a look ahead to the next 2 years where we have divided government and many sort of bitter, hard-fought compromises.
Times reporter David Hershenhorn. That's from a 1950s civil defense film, but talk about going back to the future. The latest advice on what to do if an atom bomb goes off is pretty much duck and cover. The government has concluded that a nuclear attack is more survivable if you shield yourself from the radiation that follows a blast. So go inside and don't come out till officials say it's safe. Times reporter William J. Broad says one problem for the Obama administration is how to spread the message without sounding alarmist.
That, and also it's just a political, you know, no-win situation, right? I mean, they have critics who say, given what you now understand, you have an obligation to make this message more forcefully. But they're not broadcasting it loudly like they did back in the bad old days of the Cold War. And the counterintuitive advice is, don't run for your life, but like duck and cover, seek shelter.
Times reporter William J. Broad. France's system of civil unions was originally hailed as a boost for gay rights. Now most civil unions involve straight couples. There are three marriages for every two civil unions, but if the trend continues, civil unions will outnumber marriages before long. Federal prosecutors are looking for evidence of collusion between WikiLeaks leader Julian Assange and an army analyst suspected of leaking thousands of secret cables and memos. The key to a prosecution could be to show Assange was not just a passive recipient. Investigators are looking at an online chat log in which Army Specialist Bradley Manning reportedly claimed he'd been communicating directly with Assange. The ex-hacker who turned Manning in said Manning claimed WikiLeaks had given him access to a special server. Here in New York, the authorities arrested four consultants hired to computerize the city payroll and eliminate waste and fraud. One is accused of taking nearly $25 million in kickbacks. All four were also accused of falsifying their own timesheets. Two relatives were also arrested. They're charged with money laundering for helping to funnel the kickbacks through shell companies. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, the Pentagon's year-end review is expected to play up progress in southern Afghanistan. That's come at the expense of the north. The city of Kunduz is increasingly shaky. The airport is closed to commercial flights, and the road to Kabul is no longer safe. Times reporter Alyssa Rubin says the Taliban are expanding their reach there. She also says armed groups are causing trouble for humanitarian aid organizations. So, how many people get sick or die from food poisoning? Apparently not as many as scientists had thought. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 48 million people get sick and 3,000 die every year. The best estimate had been 76 million sick and 5,000 dead. Times reporter William Newman cautions the new numbers don't necessarily mean there's less food poisoning. They just mean scientists have gotten better at narrowing down what illnesses are actually caused by food poisoning. Caltech has a reputation as a top research university with a losing basketball team. That could be changing. The team's first victory of the season broke a 44-game losing streak that dated to January of 2009. Monday's 87-53 defeat of Eastern Nazarene gave Caltech its first two-game winning streak in 18 years. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.